Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's show. This is Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me for the August 19th, 2019 podcast. We're going to take a look at Jupiter and Sagittarius energies, and specifically how this is a time of tapping into your soul's growth, expansion, learning, and evolution by rising above the matrix energies in 2019 and beyond. So this is going to be hopefully a juicy episode where you start to connect with some themes, patterns, and understandings of yourself at a soul level. I'm really excited to talk with you about this Jupiter and Sagittarius energy. We only have this energy once every 12 years. Jupiter takes 1 year-ish to go through a sign, which sets up a 12-year cycle of energy. So the last time we had Jupiter in Sagittarius would have been 12 years ago in 2007. So at this time, we're certainly in a whole new paradigm of energies. There's a lot of changes that have taken place on the planet. There's a lot that has moved through humanity. And I'm feeling, as I say that, there's a lot of purging that's still to come. And so Jupiter in Sagittarius is reminding us to go higher, to go up, to go beyond what is unfolding in the physical world, and to look at how you as a soul chose to be here during this very dynamic time. It's a very dynamic playground, and there's a purpose for this. There's something that is designed to support you individually at a soul level, and then there's also the connection to the collective energies of humanity that are benefiting from this Jupiter and Sagittarius energies. So I'm going to touch on a few things here in this podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, I have been offering it since 2012. You can find the full library of episodes on blogtalkradio.com/Molly McCord. I believe it's at least 450 episodes now, and I hope that you gain something from this show, as that is always my intention, to open you up to see something in a higher, truer, purer form that deeply resonates with you. So the energy of Jupiter is about growth, learning, expansion. It reminds us to stay open to life. Jupiter is optimistic. It brings in opportunities and abundance. Jupiter makes things easier because it will just shower you with energies. It's a bit like, here, have all of this to enjoy or to play with. Now, that can be too much at times. Jupiter can overdo it. There is exaggeration. There is propaganda. There is extremism with Jupiter as well. It's the energy of go big or go home, but sometimes you can go too big. You know, we need restraint as well. We need discipline. And what's interesting about astrology is that the energy of discipline and restraint shows up in the next planet of Saturn. So we have this pairing of Jupiter that says, this is going to be easy, you're going to have fun, you're going to love this, this is going to bring you joy, followed by Saturn that reminds us to rein it in, be responsible, stay mindful of your actions and of your physical self. So I like to mention Saturn because it's a good balancing point to the Jupiter energy that reminds us that life is fun and what are you doing to bring joy into your life. Now, Jupiter is ruled by the Sagittarius. So when Jupiter is in the astrological sign of Sagittarius, Jupiter's at home and really feels comfortable. You know, think about when you're in your own home environment and you're just at ease. It's where you love to be. And there is an energy that exponentially grows with Jupiter in Sagittarius. There can be a sense of beautiful alignment with what you're ready to learn, grow, understand, see. This is very optimistic. There's a sense of anything's possible. This is the energy of the seeker and adventures, long-term travel, where you want to go in the world, how you want to see the world. You see how all this is like big energies, and there's that sense of big, big, and bigger. You just want to keep growing. So we have the support right now to keep going big, big, bigger in understanding the soul's journey. Now, when you come in to your physical vessel, when you are literally born in human form, your soul is starting a new physical journey. And it's a new journey because you're coming in at a new energy point on the planet. And you're entering in a whole new dynamic playground. And now there's new lessons. There's new opportunities. There's new ways to learn about the soul in human form. And so we have a sense of what am I learning now in my current present reality. But as you go up higher and as you go into the bigger energy fields, you can start to see what you as a soul have been learning through many lifetimes, many incarnations, what the themes are, the patterns, the lessons, and you'll know it because it will resonate deeply. It's almost like that feeling you can't put into words because it resonates at a cellular level, at a DNA level. You're resonating with something that you know is absolutely true for you that you really don't have to explain or justify to anybody else. You just know it's part of your truth. Jupiter in Sagittarius is about the higher truth of who we are, the higher understanding of what you're experiencing in your human life. Because at the higher levels, the higher spiritual levels, that is, and it's whatever that means to you, God, source, spirit, the universe, whatever you call it, whatever you name it, there is unconditional love, which is the purest, highest vibration. It's connected to the all that is, and it is the energies that we can tap into through our intention and through our conscious choices. So we have these new, I'm seeing it as pathways of energy between our physical selves and tapping into these higher vibrational energies that are always present. And there's more people doing this on the planet than ever before. It's quite phenomenal. It's part of this huge spiritual awakening, but also a spiritual expansion, an expansion beyond what you were taught, what you inherited from your family, what you knew from your culture, your community, your belief systems. More people are questioning. This is also Jupiter in Sag right now. It's questioning what you thought was true, what you thought was right, what you thought was absolute. And there's a sense of going bigger with the questions, with the thought process, with the understanding. And as I say that, I'm getting the image of toppling blocks. And I see these blocks as being the constructs in the matrix. Now, the 3D matrix is part of how our world has been engineered to operate. And there is a purpose for that. There is a purpose for why things have been constructed a certain way. And you could apply this to any, I would say, so many different industries across the world. I mean, you can apply this to politics, government, business, different systems, different structures that have created our lives. There's a sense of it was all constructed for us to have stability on the planet, to have a path. It's part of the education system where you start in preschool, kindergarten, first grade, and then on you go to high school. And then from there you go to university or trade school or no school, depending on your path. So there is, these are the structures, right, that have given us a pathway to move through life. So there's a purpose for this. And this is part of how the 3D matrix has been, it's like it's not just structured. It's been expanded and built on unconscious belief systems that have permeated our lives and our world for decades, if not centuries. Unconscious, meaning they were just accepted, not challenged in a way that would, ruin the status quo. There was a sense of, okay, this is just what it is. And all of this has shown up through many different means, including the isms of our world. And the isms that have been unconscious are being challenged, and they're going to continue to be challenged. And these isms, for example, sexism, racism, ageism, add in the isms, okay? This is where something has energetically been accepted as a norm, a cultural norm. And, of course, this is going to vary across different geographical locations, different countries, different belief systems. But it's all the isms that we have unconsciously allowed to permeate the matrix. And part of what we're doing now is the toppling, the challenging, the releasing of those isms to move forward. And as I say this, wow, I'm really surprised by this. I'm getting this huge energy of peace coming through where you step back from the personal effects of isms to see how it's part of a grander cycle. Now, this is obviously a very higher consciousness way of understanding some very tough issues. I mean, just how you've been discriminated against, how you've been blocked on your path, how you haven't been able to have opportunities you've wanted because of isms, because of the stereotypes and the challenges. Like, all this is very real to us, you know, and it formulates our view of the world, our ideologies, our philosophies, our belief systems. These are all Jupiter and Sag areas. And we're being encouraged to move that energy forward with a sense of what's best for the higher good, humanity, where humanity's growing. But I'm feeling like this energy of peace that came through that I really wasn't expecting is to look at where you're fighting the past and it's holding you back versus looking at what you need to move forward. Now, this is not one answer. This is, in fact, a complicated thing where there are issues of the past that need to be resolved, and these are societal issues. These are areas of deep programming that still need to be handled and dealt with. So I don't mean to say that lightly in any way. But there's something here where we're meant to move it forward, and so how can we do that in intellectual, proactive, effective manner? They're actually not giving me an example of that because it's important to you to feel into that and know what that is for you in your life. But to know that there could be things in your family, for example, that you're meant to leave behind because you are a way shower of a new way to live your life. You're demonstrating how to break through those boundaries, to destroy the sexism, to move past bigotry or dogma or righteousness or anything that perhaps defined your upbringing or permeated your worldview. Okay? And these are very real energies, and they're very much a part of the assignment right now in the collective. So going back to the soul's purpose at this time, Jupiter in Sagittarius is reminding you that your soul has a bigger purpose to keep expanding the energies on this planet that are about healing these deeper emotional imprints that have affected you for lifetimes. And I'm feeling it as rejection, alienation, abandonment, being ostracized. I'm getting the image of a convent where
somebody was kicked out because they didn't do everything they were told. You know, they really sacrificed all of their free will and their sovereignty to belong, and then they got kicked out for not doing it enough. So it's interesting because part of the Sagittarius journey is alienation, actually. It's where you're meant to step away from what is known to seek and search for the next area of growth. So I would say that many of us have an energy that we've held from somewhere in the soul's history, including this lifetime, of alienation, rejection, abandonment, being ostracized, being kicked out, being shoved out, because you didn't agree with the group. You didn't agree with what was a known belief system, that you didn't subscribe to certain philosophies. And this, of course, shows up through many religions and belief systems around the world. Now, please know there are pros and cons with everything. It's not to say that these are all good or bad, but it's understanding what it is for you. Again, going back to that deep resonance that only you can feel, you know what feels right for you and what doesn't feel right for you. So this Jupiter in Sagittarius energy is asking you to go higher in your soul's energy field, to look at where there have been reoccurring themes in your life that you're meant to grow through. Really fascinating. I'm seeing the image of a hurricane, and it's like growing through the eye of the hurricane. It's threading the needle. You know, you thread that needle, and you just go right on up to avoid the storm. That, as I say that, now I feel like that hurricane energy is actually other lifetimes that are unresolved. Unresolved energies in other lifetimes that are being activated around us to not go into, but to understand that it's been part of the soul's journey. It's been part of what you've been moving through, and it can show up in many forms and many ways in your life. And it's a going higher. It's a going higher energy. It reminds me of this time years ago when I was on the island of Kauai, and my husband and I took flying lessons. And we were in these vehicles called ultralight trikes, which are essentially like hang gliders that you sit in. It's like a hang glider with a motorcycle. And it's open air. It's an open air vessel. And we went up in these ultralight trikes for a flying lesson. And it was the most beautiful thing. I mean, I saw a humpback whale, saw waterfalls, saw the landscape that you can't see from the ground. And there was this sense of freedom and perspective, and look at all of this beauty, and it's amazing. And you're flying above it, and you have a sense of seeing the bigger picture, literally, but also the feeling of it is quite freeing. There's a liberation. At least that's what I felt. I don't have a fear of heights. I loved it. So it wasn't a fear thing for me, but I understand that it would be for others. The feeling of it is remembering that your soul takes you higher for this perspective of freedom, and it frees you from any places that you've limited yourself, limited your mindset, limited your belief systems, limited, to say if that's where you're at, that's okay. The soul doesn't judge. The soul is like, okay, then there's something to be had here if this is what you're currently experiencing. But when you're ready, and if you're ready to go higher, you might be amazed at what you see. So I put an image of flying in that ultralight trike on the video podcast here to give you that perspective. And to know that part of right now is that it's important to rise above, because of how the world is changing permanently, drastically, in very big ways. And so having the experience of going higher is going to be something you can practice as more dominoes fall. And I mentioned that in Wednesday's podcast about how the dominoes are falling and it's a force bigger than us because it's a grander cycle of energy that's transforming, all right? So it's not about one person. It's not about one event. It's not about one thing or one country or it's not about one anything. It's about a huge changeover in energies. And as I say that, I'm getting the image of a clothes dryer and how that clothes dryer, like, you know, spins, right? And it moves things over and it's rotating. It's sort of this huge rotation of energies that are coming through, and there's times when we're going to need to go higher to see a new vantage point of it all, to see the long term, if you will. So part of this time is looking at where you're ready to go higher, where you're ready to also do some reprogramming around unconscious belief systems that you inherited. Jupiter reminds us that we don't know everything, that our opinions, for what we can feel in our opinions, there's going to always be someone who has an opposite opinion who's going to see it in a very different way. And how can we practice not being overly attached to our opinions, to our egos, to ourselves? Because the soul is not overly attached. Now, Sagittarius is a fire sign. It's a mutable sign. It's a masculine sign. So it's where we say, this is my truth. And there are times when that truth is going to shift. Because look at your life. Your truth changed as you grew. You had different world experiences or life events that shifted what you believed was true around the world, about your world. So there is an ongoing expansion that reminds us we're never just done. And yet we have to choose that because the opposite energy goes towards the know-it-all, towards the righteousness, towards the heavy opinions that there's only one way to be right. There's only one way to do something. This can show up through religious extremism, dogma, bigotry, any types of spiritual organizations that support and perpetuate their worldview or their ideologies that are ultimately dividing and creating this, it just feels gross. It's just this creating this sense of we are right, you are wrong, okay? So it's being aware of this because it's part of what's shifting through the world. There is a Netflix limited series that just came out called The Family. It is actually a book. And The Family may be worth checking out, either watching or reading the book. And the subtitle is about how a Christian fundamental organization is quietly operating in the corridors of power in Washington, D.C. And it's about how groups of men are influencing politics, diplomacy, international issues, etc. It's very fascinating, and if you're drawn to understanding more about what's happening in Washington, D.C., you might make some big clicks around the current patriarchy and the systems that are supporting patriarchy and how enmeshed it is in the United States of America. It's very timely, this topic, this book, this Netflix series is very timely for how the U.S. is experiencing very deep change in the next decade. And before I did this show, I promised myself I wasn't going to editorialize too much on this topic. Just if you want to check it out, if you want to watch it, you may make some really big connections around this organization and what is unfolding in the world. So that is just one example of how Jupiter in Sagittarius is asking us to go bigger with what is possible, with our lives, with ourselves. And so when you look at this energy at a personal level in your life, of course, wherever Jupiter is transiting in your natal chart is where Jupiter is bringing in those areas of growth, abundance, development, ease, possibility. Also where you could be going too far, doing too much, exaggerating. But this is where you are being invited to expand through the Sagittarius energies of growth and learning. You're growing and learning something very important to your soul's journey right now that's going to be beneficial into the next decade and beyond. But especially as the matrix energies continue to move through the clothes dryer and topple and are reconstructed. But that reconstruction takes time. I mean, that doesn't happen in a month. It's years. It's years where there's going to be big renovations, big changes. And we talk about transformation and we talk about metamorphosis as very, you know, positive things, but they're really very hard because they bring up a lot of fears and uncertainties and numerous potentials for how things can play out. But if you are practicing going higher into your soul's journey perspective, into what you are releasing in your own limitations, that is where you have a really big point of power. A big point of power. So this is a significant time because, again, Jupiter in Sagittarius only happens once every 12 years. You can look back on 12 years ago, and what were you learning then? What showed up for you? You know, what was a theme in your life? And now you're revisiting it, but you're revisiting it at a higher place of consciousness, and you're revisiting it when the world is a different place and our lives have shifted. This energy is meant to fortify you with a new sense of your truth. And again, truth changes throughout our lives. But what is your truth now that you only need yourself to agree with? You only need yourself to agree with. Party of one, only about you. And truly, when you're at that level of consciousness, you will feel a freedom from what others think, what others believe, what others are telling you. It doesn't impose on you the same way. Fortify. I'm seeing this as a truth in yourself that you then connect up. You go through that eye of the storm, you thread the needle energetically and go up to the energy field of unconditional love, and that is where this energy pathway exists. And so I'm seeing this happen, and I see this energy pathway as golden light. And it's very alive and shiny and effervescent, and it's just gorgeous. And it goes up above the matrix to create a higher, I'm seeing it as a sphere of energy that surrounds the earth, that golden light that surrounds the earth and allows the highest vibrations of energies to continue to exist and thrive, while the other lower density matrix energies, I see some filtering out. They're filtering away. It's sort of just fading. And then others are like these blocks of stone that have to be worked with to be toppled, destroyed, undone. So many different ways that the energies are working right now. But know that what you do matters. In fact, thousands of us around the world are doing this, okay? Like thousands of us are energetically, it's like a continual energy stream above the fixed matrix. And this is what is removing and shifting the isms and removing the limitations and energetic separations that have been held up through, again, bigotry, dogma, righteousness, religious extremism, et cetera, et cetera. Now I'm being pulled to the energy of the reptilian mind. And the reptilian energy that's here on the planet is about the fight or flight energy. It's a very war-dominating, power-hungry energy signature, the reptilian mind. It hasn't evolved. It's the unevolved human mind. And there will continue to be these energies on the planet. Okay, we're not creating a heaven all over the place. It's not like this is going to be one type of energy on the planet. What I am seeing is that the reptilian energies, the reptilian mind, it's interesting. I don't feel that it's going to evolve on this planet. In fact, it's here to challenge others to grow and to evolve and to see something differently. That reptilian mind goes into fear, and it lives in fear, and that's where it's at home, is in the energy of fear. And we're moving through, I'm seeing it as a leapfrog to new ways of being. And some have already reached these higher states and live there and feel this regularly. And so, you know, this isn't new for you. But I'm talking about the masses, okay? I'm talking about different places on the planet that have very deep energetic imprints of war, dictatorship, battles, power issues, the horrible patriarchy, the damaging hierarchy, you know, the extremes, really. And those are portals. Some of those locations on the planet are portals for reptilian energies that come in and come out. And we're not at that point to close those portals yet. I feel that that's like further down the timeline. But instead, there are openings of light coming in to other places on the planet that are shifting and have shifted. And I keep getting the image of Antarctica because of the beautiful white purity. They receive different light codes at the poles, the North Pole and the South Pole. Okay, so essentially what is important to remember right now is how you are consciously working with your own opinions, your own belief systems, your own programming. And that is affecting your aura. And as you go out into the world, your aura touches other people's auras. If you don't even have to speak, you know, you wouldn't even know necessarily other people who are on the same vibration or wavelength. But there's this auric transfusion that's happening, and it's helping to shift the planet, okay? And I feel like all this matters, even if our human minds, which is Mercury, and that is the opposite energy of this Jupiter and Sag, okay? The Mercury is the human mind, and we're looking for examples, details, specifics. Show me this, Molly. What do you mean? Show me the specifics. When I'm speaking on this podcast, I'm talking to your Mercury. And so everyone takes this information and understands it differently. You process it differently. There's different things that resonate with you or that you pick up on. And so logically, we would want to see this, and we would want to know it's happening. And there are energies beyond the human mind, truly, and that the examples of it can show up in magical, mystical ways, and they might take time to show up as well. So if you can release the human mind to need proof, details, specifics right now, and focus on the energy, it's going to make a huge difference. Now, one more thing to share with you is that this Jupiter in Sagittarius is being squared by Neptune in Pisces. And that's going to go into October of 2019. And then Jupiter in Sag will move beyond the square to Neptune in Pisces and enter the third decan of Sagittarius, so 20 degrees and beyond. And that means there will be a opening of what has been veiled. This Neptune in Pisces is confusion. And it's like you can't find clarity, or you're paddling through soupy fog. It's like, wait, there's nothing to grasp onto. There's nothing to hold on to. It's very ungrounded energies, but it's very mystical energies. It's very much about the energetics and how we are trusting what we can't see. Neptune squaring Jupiter now is covering up truth, removing truth. It's behind the scenes that we don't see, that we don't know. Again, confusion. It's like, what is real here? What can I believe? What is true? And it can feel uncertain. In fact, this is actually what is asking people to open up your opinions. Open up what you think is happening. Open up to another truth that is challenging your ego or your mind or what you've been locked onto. Open up and release over attachment. Because a lot of what's happening on the world stage right now is heavily veiled. There's a huge fight. There's a huge war between the light and the dark, but people don't even have the correct players identified. And that's affecting the confusion. Is you think somebody's dark and they're really light, or somebody's light and they're really dark. And, you know, there can be someone who's like very charismatic and enduring, and you just think, oh, I really like them. But behind the scenes, their energy is very dark, okay? And it can be vice versa, where somebody is a jerk and a narcissist and has no likability, but behind the scenes, they have a lot of light, okay? So there's this sense of confusion around roles, around what is happening and unfolding, and we're being asked to not attach, to remove what we have been locked into, and it will open you up. It's interesting. I'm feeling like a tightness that's released, okay? Like there's just a release of a tightness. So go higher. In fact, challenge yourself to go higher, to set down maybe where you've been overly connected or stuck, and say, how can I see this differently? Please show me how to grow in the best and highest ways now. And then you may receive some amazing new insights, inspirations, and solutions. Okay, I'm going to call it a show. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back on Wednesday for another podcast about the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of the week ahead. Thank you so much to all of you who listen and subscribe and follow along to every episode. I greatly appreciate it. And also, as a heads up, I just uploaded some new videos to YouTube that are about the upcoming energies of the new moon and full moon. So please check those out on my YouTube channel. Thank you so much, everybody, and I will see you back here on Wednesday. Have a beautiful day ahead.